Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
After 34 years, the Gardaí, and as you've been hearing now, the state, have apologised to Joanne Hayes over the Kerry Babies affair. It was a bizarre, almost surreal episode in the history of this country. Hayes had been having a long-term affair with a married man called Jeremiah Locke, with whom she'd had a daughter. She then became pregnant again, but this time the baby died. The baby was buried on the Hayes farm, but when another baby was discovered in Carrasaveen, or over 60 kilometres away, the Gardaí became convinced that Joanne had something to do with this death. On the line is Tom Inglis. He's the author of Truth, Power and Lies, Irish Society and the Case of the Kerry Babies. Afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, it was 30 odd years ago, so I suppose we should start by explaining what were the facts, or what were the events, more correctly, of the Kerry Babies story. So Joanne Hayes was having an affair with a married man and they had a child together.
Yes. They had a daughter, Yvonne, and Joanne was looking after the daughter. And even though it was Catholic Ireland and unmarried mothers were strange in those days, the level of births outside marriage was 1 in 20, whereas now it's about 1 in 3 and it's almost acceptable. So she was living as a kind of different woman in Kerry, having had an affair, and then she became pregnant a second time. So this was raising the stakes, so to speak, and it may well be that she had hoped that by having two children with Jeremiah that she might have won him over. But she became a bit shunned, not just by her family, but I think probably by her colleagues and eventually by Jeremiah himself. And so therefore, she eventually gave birth to her baby alone in the field, or we don't know exactly where. But around the same time, of course, as we now know, a baby was found stabbed to death in Carrasaveen. And there was a woman hunt that took place to find the mother of this dead baby. And after a couple of weeks, the murder squad, which is this elite corps of Gardaí, trained to get convictions against criminals and terrorists and Republicans and so forth, they became involved in the case. And quite quickly, they discovered that Joanne Hayes had been in hospital, that she had been pregnant, that she had denied it. And they swooped on the Hayes family one day. They brought them in for questioning in Tralee Garda Station. And within a matter of hours, Joanne Hayes had admitted to stabbing the baby to death, and that her sister and brothers had helped her dispose of the body in Sleigh Head, thereby explaining why it washed up in Carrasaveen. The only problem was that during that interrogation, Joanne Hayes kept saying that she had given birth to a baby and that it was in the field at the back of the house. She persuaded her
And this
sister,
baby had died, we should point out,
the baby had died,
yes.
And again, that came by an issue in the tribunal as to how the baby had died. But anyway, so the guards were then left with a quandary because they had two dead babies. And they decided that the confession that they had extracted from Joanne Hayes and from her family must have been correct. And so therefore that she had given birth to twins. The problem then was that it turned out that the twins were of different blood groups. One would have thought that this would have led to a dropping of the charges, but they persisted with the charges until the DPP said, no, we're going to not proceed with the case against Joanne Hayes and her family. And then what happened was that there was a reporter, coincidentally Joe Joyce, who was in the district court in Tralee, and he realised, smelt something had gone wrong and got the book of evidence and wrote an investigative piece the following, with something. So the case suddenly became a case of how did a family, if you like, confess to a crime that they didn't commit. Mm. Now, the tribunal investigation that eventually took place, it said that the Joanne Hayes was not the mother of the Cara Sarafine baby. So that the, if you like, the that was the conclusion of Justice Lynch. But he said that the Hayes family had brought it on themselves by having told a series of lies, and that they were, if you like, vulnerable to the suggestions of the Gardaí, and that in concocting the story line to which the Hayes family and Joanne had complied with, they had gilded the lily. So the conclusion of the tribunal was, A, more importantly, that Joanne Hayes was not the mother of the Cara Sarafine baby, but B, that it was the Hayes family who had brought it all on themselves.
Mm. Now, and the Hayes family, just to reiterate that point, had given confessions to the apparent to the murder of a completely different baby that they'd never had any contact with.
Yep.
It was completely fictitious. Now, they claimed afterwards that there had been abuse and intimidation, and that's why they had given this confession. What did the tribunal have to say about that?
The tribunal said that yes, they had, if you like, told blatant lies about how particularly her brother had been physically intimidated, and I think it was almost like as if that one of them was lying like this, then it was a possibility that the rest of them were lying. They had, you know, they had made false. I can't say they had said things that had not happened. But it was nothing in comparison. These were small matters of fact compared to the huge lie, which was that they had witnessed Joanne Hayes stabbing the baby with a carving knife, that they had put the baby into a bag, a fertilizer bag, that they transported the bag over to Slayhead 50 miles away, that they dumped the bag in the sea, explaining why it got washed up. Now, that was a huge lie that the Gardaí constructed in order to explain, and they got the Hayes family to agree to that lie. And to say that, you know, that there were, you know, shortcomings in the investigation, I mean, that was something that, you know, Justice Lynch, the tribunal report, never really took on board. That, you know, it's like that the whole lie that the Hayes family was forced to swallow, and that the guards were willing, if you like, to get a court case pursued on this basis, was not just, it was, well, a miscarriage of justice. And I think that that's, the main problem was that although the tribunal found that Joanne Hayes was not the mother, the Gardaí, but and members of the, and one member, particularly of the murder squad, kept on saying that he would go to his grave with the firm belief that Joanne Hayes had had twins, thereby suggesting that it may well be that she was the mother of the Cara Sarafine baby, and it may well be that she was in fact the murderer of that child. And this was, if you like, a cloud hanging over Joanne Hayes. There was this doubt, and that this doubt was being peddled. And so therefore it took DNA test to be proved beyond any doubt, beyond, you know, for absolute certainty that she wasn't. So for the last 30 years, there has been this thing, I'm not too sure. Did she or did she not? The tribunal wasn't right. And so, you know, she's had to live this lie and live with that stigma.
Just to explain to people, you know, this idea that She may have been the mother of the second baby, rested on a thing called the super fecundation theory, meaning she would have had to have sex within 48 hours of having sex with Jeremiah Locke, so therefore to give birth to twins from two different fathers, which is, you know, stretching a point, to put it mildly. Does it also seem there's a slight amount of conflation that if she'd do that, she'd murder a baby? And that was the tone of Ireland in the 1980s.
I think, you know, there was a term used, was it a witch hunt? In those days, I mean, she was a transgressive woman. I mean, she was, you know, openly having sex with a married man. And I think that's one of the reasons why the murder squad became involved, because the three leading figures of the murder squad were from Kerry, and I get the impression that they were kind of saying, not in my backyard or our backyard are we going to have a woman behaving like this. And so that when it was emerged that she was the most likely culprit, because she had behaved in a wanton manner, they were absolutely gung-ho that they had the woman that they needed. But it would seem that there was some other woman in trouble, having become pregnant in some way that she did not want to, that this was a time in which only married women could get contraceptives, in which abortion was not just illegal but a major sin. So that the idea that this in those days that a woman could behave like that became, a focus of let's get rid of this. We don't want this. This is not the Catholic Ireland that I know and love.
Of course, there is possibly a woman out there who's still alive who was the mother of the Cathersyvian baby.
I would imagine that in the area of Cathersyvian, there must be people who knew about this. I mean, it was quite remarkable that you know, so many of her family, it seemed all of her family, but her colleagues, turned a blind eye to her second pregnancy. Even though she was working and it was quite obvious that she was pregnant, there was no recognition. There was no kind of acceptance that she was pregnant. But similarly, at the same time, can you say coincidentally, but it would seem that there was a woman in Cathersyvian who was pregnant, who gave birth to a baby. That, it wasn't in Tralee Hospital. Did she give birth alone at home? Where? Did nobody know about this woman? So I would imagine that there are a lot of people in Cathersyvian who are worried, embarrassed, that eventually that the truth that they concealed may be forced to come out.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary story. Tom, thank you so much for speaking with us today. Tom Inglis is Professor Emeritus of Sociology at University College Dublin and the author of Truth, Power and Lies, Irish Society and the Case of the Kerry Babies. Tom, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.